All right. All the football you need, 8 minutes packaged up, nice and neat. It's time for football today. Yes, David.
So I've gone through this before, but this is a brand new list here regarding MVP dark horses in the NFL. A bunch of players here, and I have their betting range from different sites.
All right, first of all, if you're betting on any of this on June 16th, you're clinically insane.
Just giving people an idea.
Just use this as a primer for Correct. Who Vegas thinks is going to have a big season.
So let's start with Ja'Marr Chase here. His range is from plus 10,000 to plus 15,000. Now, for those saying, I get it, it's a quarterback award, he has no shot. He did get a few fourth and fifth place votes last season. So, your thoughts on Ja'Marr Chase for Dark Horse?
Rico's attacking his microphone, so I'm letting him go first.
David, I would not recommend this at all, because if Ja'Marr Chase has this great year, then the award's going to go to Burrow. It's not going to go to him. So, I get what you're saying, but if he puts up 25 touchdown, well, who threw the ball?
Which, to your point, he did have 127 receptions, over 1,700 yards, and 17 touchdowns. But you're right. Burrow was talked about last year for MVP, not Ja'Marr Chase.
I think the Bengals are going to be a train wreck. So I'd stay away from everything orange and black. The vibes there are terrible. The Shamar Stewart situation, the Trey Hendrickson situation. I'd stay away from all of
it. The sad reality is I feel better about the Saints coming into the season than the Bengals. Because at least the Saints, you know, they know what they are. We're awful. We're trying to bring Arch here. The Bengals are just trying to self-sabotage.
Next candidate in the conversation is the Detroit Lions quarterback, Jared Goff. His range is from plus 2,500 to plus 3,100.
No, thank you. It was a fake MVP candidacy last year. I don't buy it. And honestly, there's a scenario that's not far-fetched. He's the third best quarterback in his own division. No, I'm out.
Yeah, no. The two new pieces on the offensive line, David, I think is going to be it's going to hinder him from making that MVP type of year. And if you think about it, his best games is when he turns around and hands the ball off. When you force him to go out there and be the guy, it's normally not a good thing for the Lions.
Next on the list is a quarterback, and he is at plus 1,300 in most books. It is Justin Herbert.
Yes. If they unseat the Chiefs and they win the West, yes. He's young. He's been chosen as the next for a couple of years. I'm going to say yes to that one.
If you unseat the Chiefs, yes, but you have to be, you're going to have to knock off the Chiefs in order to get there. And I'm trying to think, when do they, the awards come out, what, the week before the Super Bowl?
Well, they announce it, yes. The candidates are announced at the end of the season.
Yeah, you would have to go out there, and I'm looking at least 13 wins for them.
Oh, come on. As you beat the Chiefs and win the West and he has 30 TDs, he's in the conversation. 13 wins.
Because you also have to think about Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. So, yeah, they got to go out there and be super special. You need a year like the Lions had last year if you want to see his name, because he's not a household name.
Next quarterback on the list, and it's probably a similar reason to what you just said for Justin Herbert, it is Jordan Love, who most books have him at plus 1,400.
Yep. I'll stay out of it. Let Rico go.
Yeah, Jordan Love would have to win the North, but he would also have to be very special or have that special moment. Whereas, and even that doesn't guarantee you anything, kind of like the Saquon Barkley hurdling somebody backwards type. He's got to have what you would almost like a Heisman moment, an MVP type of moment in the league. But yeah, it could happen, but the Packers would have to be the most dominant team in the NFC.
Yes, David.
Let's stick with quarterback and let's go to the NFC South. This guy, yes, he continues to have new offensive coordinators, seems like every season, but it is Baker Mayfield. They have him at plus 6,000.
I'd say yes for one reason. They got a great shot to win the division again. They're going to grip it and rip it 40 times a game. He's got all the weapons in the world. He's becoming a popular player after a period of time where people labeled him a douche. It's plausible. Yeah, for plus 6,000. I mean, sure, why not?
I think he can put up video game numbers, but I don't think that people will really consider him a serious candidate. They'll look at his numbers kind of like Joe Burrow last year, and they're like, Burrow put up some great numbers, but it's like, yeah, but you play for the Bengals, so can't really give you the MVP.
Next on the list, second-year quarterback. Yes, they would have to win their division more than likely, but it is Drake May, who ranges from plus 4,500 to plus 6,600.
I'm out. Too young.
Wait, so May has better odds than
Yeah, I'm out. The price isn't there. I think he's going to have a huge year. I'm a Drake May slappy, but no, not for MVP.
No, I don't see it at all. I don't see the look. To me, it kind of feels like how Caleb Williams got all this love last year. Watch out for Chicago. It's watch out for the Patriots. Okay, I'll be watching. I don't think I'll be impressed.
Now, this next one is an interesting conversation because we talk about the weapons that he has. Yes, he didn't play last year. He was hurt. But the weapons that he has, if they do something in the North and he looks good doing it, maybe. That is J.J. McCarthy at plus 10,000.
Not after the reports you read Friday that he can barely read.
I'm just saying.
I mean, honestly, they talk about this kid at OTAs like he's Dexter Manley. No. I mean, I think he's going to be a fun player to talk about and to watch. That's a really good roster. But I think it would be very Goff-esque or Goffian that if they're good, the conversation will be he's being carried by the people around him. So I'm going to say no to this.
What Mike just said, especially after reading what happened over the weekend, I thought he was handed the keys to the car and he immediately just put it right in the ditch.
Can we get to the real question I want to talk about? David, I'm sideswiping this football today. Aaron Rodgers' secret marriage. Reports there is no legal evidence of a marriage involving Aaron Rodgers. Is he wearing a fake ring? What is going on in Pittsburgh? Your thoughts?
I told you. I told you that ring.
Yeah.
From the language he used.
Exactly. We said, what did he say? That it was a wedding band.
It was a wedding band.
But yes. He never said I got married. He just said I'm wearing a wedding band.
Well, now it's reported there's no legal evidence. What is this man doing, David? What is your quarterback doing?
Look, that quarterback.
Your quarterback.
That quarterback that plays for the Steelers, I don't know, man. He's a weird dude.
He just wants attention. Are we really shocked? And it's sad because most people, when you see the wedding man, you want to congratulate them. Hey, way to go.
Not
congratulations.
Him, you just don't know.
Where'd you go for the honeymoon? For him, it's like, are you really married? Or is this a publicity stunt? Like, what? Like you have to question it. So I hate to say it, but David, we had this conversation. And I was like, I don't think he's married. I just think he has on a wedding ring for the attention.
Your quarterback.
Oh, that guy already doing it. So, the season hasn't even started
yet. So who's going to be sitting in the Pittsburgh suites wearing a number 8 jersey? I mean, we see Taylor Swift. She represents her man. Who represents him?
It's a great question because it doesn't seem like anybody right now.
You a hate lot to out see there. It. You no, really do.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun season.
My
guys.
Heart breaks for you, Dave.
This is going to be fun.
So is this a fake marriage, back. Or what would you call this?
I don't know. I just asked the question. I'm staying out of it. I just gave you the news.
Russell Wilson again, please. Just
I gave you the news report. Things are going really well in Pittsburgh.
Do you have Manti Te'o as his best man?
I mean, again, I'm staying out of it. And that's football. I got David. Let me take care of this. That's football today.